Shoo! What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy, two times in the house. What's up?
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Aw, shoot, Mr. Salty Soul. It's midday week. What's up, dude?
Oh, man. This week is starting off a little rough. Chris Matthews had to resign. I don't know if you guys heard about that. That's going to be a funny one. Could we have a contested convention? We'll have to see about that. It is Super Tuesday tonight as we're recording this. And Sanders and
it's actually
Biden.
Super Thursday.
Sanders and Biden are head to head. We'll see how that turns out. And I'm going to play you guys some videos of the Biden gaffes that keep on giving. So we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Oh man.
What is up, guys?
It's a crazy couple days since the weekend, fellas. Obviously no Heidi today, so No. She's still with us. It's just when we do these midweek ones, she has other priorities. You know, she has children she has to attend to.
So you guys
will be stuck with the voice of three men.
Ooh.
No diversity on no the baby. Weekday show.
Three men and no baby.
The Liptards are going to be really upset about that. Before we get going, I know you got a couple of headlines.
No, go ahead.
Coronavirus.
Corona.
It's a U.S. epidemic at nine deaths.
Yeah, this
compared to China, and everybody's freaking out.
This is clearly becoming the biggest piece of bullshit that's hit the newspaper since Russian.
No. So there's it's spreading faster than wildfire, but no, it's let me tell you something. I was following, because you know what I do right now until my new gig is I'm on Twitter all day long. So
great.
I follow the Twitter trends. I follow what's trending. Hashtag coronavirus Seattle. So every state actually and city has their own hashtag coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So there was this interesting person. Yeah, it sucks getting sick, but I'm going to call her out by her Twitter handle. Sketchy lady. I'm going to get a link. I'm going to pop it up there so you guys can see this. She is the epitome of Antifa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I called the hotline. They didn't help me. I went to urgent care. There was no test. I get the runaround. Couldn't go to the emergency room. It's Trump's fault. Oh. He killed the funding, and she's going on and on and on, right? And she's healthy. So they won't give her a test because she doesn't have all the symptoms. She thinks she has symptoms.
Oh,
you know, I got the cough. I got this. She doesn't have bronchitis. She doesn't have pneumonia. So they're not going to do the test. So she's freaking getting all pissy. And all the tweets and everything for the response. I understand. Yes. I mean, she gave a very lengthy thing. She's not allowed to go to work. And now why she support? And she's a Bernie Sanders supporter. We should have universal health care.
Oh,
I need to make $15 an hour. I work for a physical therapist office or something like that. And someone's like, well, you know, you're probably making a minimum wage and that sucks. I'm not trying to, you know, that's your lifestyle, but it just sucks that you can't get help. She's like, no, that's exactly it. I make minimum wage and I can't afford to go to work. Okay, when I look at you, I'm going to just look at your profile and you tweet. You have like 2,000 to 5,000 tweets. You, instead of tweeting, go to work. Go get a better job. Go to school.
But you look at her,
she's got the waves, the blue lipstick, the hair over the eye. Doesn't look like it.
She's got a bad case of the hypochondriac.
Oh, my God. This is a Bernie supporter. I mean, this is what they look like. You know,
it looks can be deceiving, but to a certain point, right? When you got the guy that shows up to the job interview and he's got the 18 earrings and one ear and face tattoos and spikes coming out of his nose, and he wonders why he can't get a job in a professional environment. It's like, well, there's certain requirements for certain jobs and appearance, you know, contrary to some people's thoughts that it's okay to do whatever I want. It's my body. I can do whatever I want with it. And that's true. You can. But when you do those sorts of things, you give up the options for other things. Right. I mean, it's just the way it works.
I totally understand. I totally understand. I mean, like, I've been going on job interviews since, it's coming up on 6 months since we actually were laid off from from our previous employer. Yeah, I was doing the math. I was like, oh, wow, I can actually enroll in my 401k now at my current employer, but I'm leaving them on Friday, so it's a moot point.
Wait, do they know this, or are they going to find out on the podcast?
No, they know I'm leaving.
By the way.
By the way, your boss listens to this one, right?
No, I haven't told him. You know, I mean, he listens. I mean, he knows about it, but what's crazy is, where was I going? Oh, every interview I went on, I have a goatee. I shave my face. I wear a suit, a tie. Everything looks good. I mean, you know, and I go on. You know how many interviews I actually went on here in Phoenix, and they kind of looked at me like, we're underdressed for this interview, because they're in there like jeans and a shirt. Suit and tie, I'm sweating, you know. And my new employer, when I walked in, first thing they said, they're like, dude, take your jacket off. You're making us uncomfortable. Like, this is just chilling, you know.
Just looking at you.
Just want to get to know. I sat there in a suit and tie. I don't care. But to me, those are those things that can get you a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, it sticks out because it's like, okay, you understand what business professional means. Yes, in the current state, business professional means, you know, you can wear a shirt, no tie, maybe a jacket, but you got to look clean, right? That's business professional these days.
Yeah,
right?
that it shows that you put in the effort and that you're taking it seriously, right? I mean, let's face it, if you just showed up in a t-shirt and blue jeans and you were just as equally qualified as somebody else who came in wearing a suit, you know, as a hiring manager, you look at that and go, all right, well, this guy, you know, they're both these two guys or guy and girl, whatever you want to look at. They're both equally qualified, but this other guy, you know, he put in the effort. He showed up, you know, with the suit, with the, you know, the shave, all that fun stuff. So it's important, you know, people look at that and they judge on that.
Yeah. You know, and I'm sorry. I understand we live in a new day and age where you can't judge people anymore because,
bullshit.
Oh my God,
I judge all I can.
People judge me. That's fine.
I judge you all the time too.
I don't care. Right. Cause I'm confident about me, whatever. But when people complain about things, sorry. Change your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And maybe better things will happen, better fortunes. Like over the weekend, I go to breakfast, same place every day. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's our, instead of the bar, it's our breakfast place, right? So they know us. So they always know our order most of the time. And, you know,
they walk in and go, Norm.
Yeah. So the last couple of weeks, we've had the same girl, right? Beautiful girl. Beautiful.
Ooh,
girl.
What's his name?
Oof, this girl. I mean, these girls there are like most of them are dimes. I'm just No way yoga pants, which I love. What I find interesting though, she's like, I just got a part-time job working at a doctor's office, like almost like as an MA and front desk person. And she's like, I have to work 10 hours a day. You know, she's like, I'm only used to working 5. And like, she's kind of like, and I'm in my head, I'm like, I'm not going to clown you for it. You know, I'm glad you recognize that you want something more stable and you're just like, screw it. Like, this is life now. Right. She's like, I'm just not used to working in front of a computer. You know what I mean? Like,
how old is she?
I don't know. She's got to be in her 20s. You know what I mean? She looks like she got a young face, but I would still date her.
you date anybody. Yeah. Face it.
But it's just funny when you hear these younger kids talking about, man, I got to work a 10-hour day. I'm used to working 5.
Yeah, well, the 10-hour day is a little outside the norm, right? The normal is 4-8.
We do 9 hours a day. If you think about it, we go to work for 9 hours a day.
Yeah, sort of.
You work 8 hours. I mean, a typical day is 8 hours, an hour for lunch. That's 9.
I actually go in at 9 and leave at 5. Well, I don't think they count the commute, but I don't go out.
You don't go out to lunch. You do an 8 hours and you eat at your desk, which is fine.
Desk.
But
yeah.
A lot of people take a lunch break.
Sure, sure.
So in essence, it's a 9-hour day. You're working for 8, but you're out of the office for 9. So what's another hour? You know what I mean? People work 4-10s. There's a 4-10 schedule.
Exactly, exactly. My older brother, he for years, he was doing, was it 3 on, 4 off, 4 on, 3 off?
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, it averaged out to 40 a week. But yeah, he was working like 12-hour days or something crazy like that. But he loved it. He loved working the night shift. He loved working those hours. You know, he would it would kind of hit him hard the first day off because the schedule was all wacky. But, you know, then he would have like 2 or 3 days normal and then he would go to bed early the next and wake up and do it all over again. And he loved it. I don't know if I would, but.
Oh, I hear you. It's interesting, right? Like, but I like the recognition of, yeah, this is not what I want to do with my life. You know what I mean?
Working 10-hour days?
No. Like, just serving. You know what I mean?
Oh, the breakfast
Yeah,
side.
She's like, yeah. You know, it's like, you know, I asked to do part-time. They put me on the schedule for Tuesday. She's like, they're not working with me. Like, she's like, I need to know where my money is coming from. She's like, can it be very lucrative? Yeah, but when it's low, I get screwed, you know? Yeah. So it's like, she's like, I'd rather know where I'm like, there you go. The light bulb's starting to click. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like I said, you know, we have these universities that are basically indoctrination centers into socialism, whatever you want to call it. And I think a lot of people that go there, once they get out and get real jobs, they realize real quick that that is not the way the real world works, which is good in one scenario because it's correcting a very bad mindset, but it's also, wouldn't it be much better if the colleges just did it right the first time?
You know,
well, they wouldn't be able to charge so much.
One of the things when I was working for a certain company that shall remain unnamed, they used to do this mentoring program with kids, and you know, one of the things that, you know, this is what we've all learned. This is what we were all inculcated with. Go to school, go to college, become a doctor, become a lawyer. You know, it's like pushing kids through this system. Now, but let me finish out my thought.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
So my approach was different because my experience was different. So whenever this, you know, I mentored, I don't know how many kids, but whenever I would, you know, start talking to this kid about what he planned to do, you know, for school and continue his education and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, a lot of these kids are troubled kids. And one of the things that I would always say is, look, a lot of people around you are going to tell you, go to college, get that degree, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what? You should listen to those people. Listen to, you know, the advice of many people and make your choices. But this is what I will tell you. I would say, go to school. I'm sorry, go to get a job and whatever job it is. So that way you learn and you know how hard it is to earn that dollar and how much, you know.
And how much that school is going to cost you in dollars.
Exactly. And see if you really want to get into this type of debt and see if you want to pay this. And, you know, a lot of the kids, you know, would. Obviously, they make their own choices, but this was my approach. And I said, look, listen to all these people, but make your choice. And this is what I would recommend you do. This guy.
No, nothing.
Yeah, this is terrible. Yeah, so I agree with you. When you were talking about how everyone's always, well, not everyone, but most people who are pushing that the whole college thing, you know, go to college, get a degree, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, well, yeah, sort of. If you're going, if your plan is to become a doctor, or if your plan is to become an engineer or an archaeologist or something like that, yes, you need to go get the advanced studies that you're not going to get out of high school or any other school, right? Those are reasons to get a degree. To go to college just for the sake of getting a degree, that is a horrible plan. Yeah. And we should not be teaching our children that, yes, after high school, go to college. It's like, no, you need to figure out what you want to do. My daughters have been wanting to do the same thing since they were 5 years old. Mm-hmm. We're pretty sure one of them wants to be a neurologist and the other one wants to be a geologist. Well, both of those are most likely going to have to end up going to college for several years, probably more than several.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But that's been something that they've wanted to do since, you know, they were old enough to realize what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I remember when I graduated from high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I went to, you know, community college, did a little dabbling in this and a little of that. And it's like, all right, well, you know, this will work. I got into an engineering degree, which I use zero of now. Right. And basically,
that's not true. You built a plane.
Well,
You build planes and you're good at engineering.
I should say as a profession, right? I don't use my engineering degree for a profession. And basically what had happened is in the engineering program, we spent a lot of times on computers. And so when I got my first quote unquote engineering job, I spent most of my time in the company fixing their computers. And then when I left that company, I went to another company doing computers, and I left there to another, you know, and basically from that point on, it was all computers. I like computers. They're, you know, I understand how they work. I understand how valuable they are. But if you would have asked me in high school, would you want a job in computers? I would have said, no way. I didn't. My parents had a computer and we played crappy little games on them. But, you know, back then it just wasn't a thing.
Right.
And it just grew. So would it have been worth my time to go to a 4-year college? I don't know. Not knowing what I really wanted to do. No, it just would have been a waste of, you know, back then it was probably closer to what, 20 grand versus now where it's closer to 80 or 90 for a 4-year degree.
That's insane.
Well, that's a semester or a year.
To me, so, it's like people who, if everything, the price of stuff has not increased this drastically as the price for education. And higher education specifically.
It's a supply demand curve,
it's
man.
It's skyrocketed. But it's a fake demand, because the demand is fueled by government going out and saying, go get an education, we will pay for it. We're going to give you these loans. And now I don't know how many trillions there is in student debt, man. And, you know, and these kids are calling out for Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, to go out and forgive their debt. And it's like, why?
So, yeah, you got the Bernie Sanders, you got the Elizabeth Warrens who are like, oh, yeah, we'll just go ahead and forgive these people. And it is, you know, and we've talked about this before. That's just basically them pandering to get the votes for the people who have student loans. It's like, no. You came into this agreement to borrow this money from the government, you need to pay that back. You didn't borrow it from Bernie. You didn't borrow it from Elizabeth. You borrowed it from the people of the country. Right. You need to pay that back.
100%. I paid mine back, and I just about to take out another one going for my master's.
Oh, really? Okay. But yeah. And so,
but there's a reason for it. You know what I mean? You know, my degree is in security, right? I've been doing computers my entire life. I knew that's what I wanted to do. So I went to trade school, got a job. Girlfriend got pregnant after trade school, said it was mine. I was like, shit, I got to go to college. Because at the time, they said you need both. Okay. Degrees in security systems. I've actually been doing security for most of my career, but now I'm actually going to have a title. And I'm going to go back and get my MBA with an emphasis on cybersecurity.
Okay, cool. So did you pick a school?
Yeah. Grand Canyon.
Oh yeah. I've known some people that have gone there. And
D1, you know, smaller D1, but still, you know, it's reputable, whatever.
Yeah.
But this is what I was going
to
say.
That means he's going to be on the podcast.
No, I go to school on Wednesdays, and then the rest of it's online.
Just Wednesday? But you have
4 hours on Wednesday. Yeah. 4 hours. Okay. Masters, there's, man.
What?
There's Tuesday, there's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
So anyways, back to the school thing. How much do you suspect that's going to cost you?
So $27,000
total.
Yeah.
To go from your bachelor's to your master's.
Yeah. $27,000 for this program. So that's where I was like, that's tuition actually makes sense. Well, yeah, I'm going to
take. He doesn't have a job.
No, I do. No, I'm going to take. Well, I do get tuition. So my new employer does have tuition reimbursement. So when it gets to that point to pay the first bill or whatnot, I'll probably hit them up and get reimbursed.
Boom. Well, is that kind of thing kick in right away, or do you have to
I don't know.
Well, so, even then, how long is it going to take?
30 months.
Okay.
Right. So
2.5 years.
Yeah. So what's nice about it is, they break it out year one, year two, and then the last one. Right. But when you look at the classes I have to take, when I looked at the thing, there's not something that's not related
to
business, because it's an MBA with an emphasis. So there's a few cybersecurity classes, but majority of it is all business, you know, marketing, management, accounting, you know, finance, statistics, and some of the classes that I've taken in my bachelor's count. So I'll get some things taken off as well.
Yeah.
But I'm going for something specific. I don't have to take socialist class, sociology, psychology,
socialism.
And, yeah. I don't have to. Well, it is. if I had to take
socialism,
it's a Christian school. I don't have to take anything related to the religious classes.
I think they make them take those at the beginning.
But what I'm saying,
100s, 200s.
What I'm getting at is that's how college should be. If you're going to school for computers, you should only have to take computer classes. And if you want to take other classes, it shouldn't. That's on you.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that to a degree. But I mean, you still want a college graduate to be able to write, and you still want them to be able to,
But these are things that you should also learn in high school. And part of the classes.
Yeah, are they teaching that in high school anymore?
They used to. But my thing is, in these classes, yes, you have to write papers. You have to write this. So you're still writing.
Right. Which is stuff you learned either in high school, or if you didn't learn it there, you have to learn it in your first 2 years of college, right?
I didn't have to do all that. But anyway.
You didn't have to take English and all that in college?
I think 101 and 102, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was more like reading books and writing essays.
English, math.
But I can go to a trade school, learn computers for $27,000. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think trade schools are just as expensive as colleges these days.
But I get a trade.
Yeah.
That I have skills, because they count that as job experience.
Do you like the business aspect?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm not a fan of the, I guess when it comes to the IT world, I'm not a fan of the business part of it. I'm more of the technology side. I like the idea of building things, right? So basically every 2 or 3 years I get to rebuild the system, right? Because they come out with a new version of the software, and you get to sit down, you get to design it, mm-hmm. you get to purchase the hardware, you get to have it put into the data center, you have it connected to the network, you get to install, everything on it, you get it up and running, and you get it working smoothly. And that, in my eyes, that's a very rewarding scenario, right? And then basically for the next year, 2.5 years, I sit back and just make sure it doesn't break. And if you do your job correctly, when you design and build it, the next 2.5 years is going to be, for lack of, well, not to make it sound like it, but a cakewalk, right? Because you're not troubleshooting stupid little shit that you did wrong a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. But and anybody who works in IT knows that even if you build the perfect solution, your users are going to screw it up somehow.
Yeah.
So basically, the last 2.5 years of my life have been dealing with people doing things
wrong,
wrong or not necessarily the correct way, right? We've had people that just refuse to use the systems the way they're designed to be used. Mm-hmm. And they fight it day after day. And it's like, listen, Microsoft or Oracle or Red Hat has spent millions of man hours on this product to make it as easy to use as possible if you follow these guidelines.
Right.
You're not following these guidelines. You're off in the weeds somewhere.
Yeah, you're doing,
trying to do something that it was not designed to do. Stop doing that. Come back onto the track and your life will be so much easier.
Yeah. Well, and back to the point of the degree, and then we'll move on because we got a bunch of things to talk about. If you're in a field and you go get a college degree within your field, you are doing something to better your career, right? Because people, as you go to certain companies look at that shit. You know what I mean? Or if you're in a company and you're looking for that big promotion, they see you investing in yourself, so they will invest in you.
Okay. Sure.
So it doesn't hurt you for getting a degree in spending the money for yourself, because that's an investment for yourself.
Sure.
But if I would say, hey guys, I'm going to get my master's in basket weaving.
Saul and I will come over and smack you
but you see what I'm saying.
right. And so to your point, right, if you were to say, hey, Jeremy, if you were going to go back to school and learn something, what would it be? It certainly would not be an MBA. It would be, I would rather learn to weld.
Yeah.
I'd rather, school. And even a lot of the community colleges will offer things like mm-hmm. that. And so you could go there 2 nights a week, learn everything you need to learn about welding. And, start making shit. Like I said, I like to build things.
Yeah.
And it's just whether it's a computer system or an airplane or, a trailer to tow dirt in, just something to build. I like doing that.
I work for my current employer. They like to build shit.
I can do that too.
All right. I think we hit this topic pretty much, but Yeah, it all started with the coronavirus in Seattle, and they're all freaking out saying it's an epidemic because they have the most deaths in the country.
Okay, yeah, what, four?
Yep. Yeah, four out of the nine are in Seattle.
What are they doing? Yeah, out there?
Take a shower and stop using needles.
Yeah. Are we getting back on this, or are we going to switch to something else?
Yeah, we're going to get to.
All right, let's change the topic because we killed this one, I think.
All right, so right now, like I said, today the Super Tuesday results are coming in, and
Super Tuesday.
One of the things I'm pretty sure Tim saw this video, but I don't know if you did. There's a video of Joe Biden.
I'm gonna start
calling him Gaff Biden because he's a big gaff.
Jesus.
And I'm gonna show you this video. This guy has been in politics, I don't know how long. He's been there forever. Joe Biden. The Declaration of Independence is basic for any politician. This should be mandatory. If you can't quote at least the first two paragraphs of his Declaration of Independence, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you as a politician. And I want, regardless of what the reason is, why he couldn't quote this, either way, it looks bad. Either he's tired and he's old and he can't keep up with campaigning, or two, which I think is the real one, is he doesn't know the lines. So let me play this for you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Let me play that again. Look at his smirk.
Because the girl back here, she's like, oh shit, he fucked it up. Oh god. So, I don't want to be here. Let me play this again.
I just
we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
You know, why am I wasting my time?
You know the thing. Hey, bippity boppity boop. You know the thing.
The man, you know, endowed in the, you know, creator.
The man, the women, there's zero mention of women in the Constitution. So anyway,
he's losing his mind. He's losing his mind.
He is. I did a quick search, Google search, and it says he was elected to the U.S. Senate in 73.
Bro.
So he's been in politics longer than I've been alive.
Same.
47 years.
Wow.
You believe that shit?
Yeah. The guy, again, and you would think that this guy is somebody who should know the Declaration of Independence forward and backward.
Well, you know what? I'm willing to bet at some point he knew it, but he's old as fuck. I can't remember shit.
Honestly, which in my opinion is worse.
Shit.
I don't know what's worse. True, I don't know. Is it bad that he doesn't know it? Or is it bad that he doesn't fucking remember it and he's senile and he's crazy? I mean, that's not the only one. I'm gonna show you another.
Oh
video
no, here. He had a bunch in the same speech, I think. Right.
So if you're gonna go onto the podium during your presidential campaign and intentionally quote something, you should probably know the quote.
So in that same one, so real quick. I don't know. Are you gonna get to his other blunder in that speech?
No, I'm just gonna play him. Freaking fondling kids now. He's such a weirdo.
Oh, wow.
Why is he like that?
Did he just smell the baby?
Yeah.
He whispered something into its ear.
He just smelled the baby. Look. He smelled the baby's head.
He does look like
he literally just gave the baby smelled the baby's head and the kid turned.
Bro. He's such a fucking weirdo.
So originally it looks like he leans in and whispers something into his ear, but
he smelled the baby.
After the second time of looking at it, it's like his lips didn't move. This fucker's smelling them.
So in that same speech that Saul just showed us, he goes on to talk about Super Tuesday. He's like, you all got to get out and vote for Super Thursday. I mean, Super Tuesday. Like, he didn't even know the days, man. This guy's losing his mind.
Yeah. Anyway,
this is the best the Democrats have to offer, huh?
He's second best left and right. So obviously, Amy Klobuchar has now dropped. Who else dropped? Pete Buttigieg. They're all endorsing him now.
Who? Who cares?
Exactly.
No, my nickname for Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Oh
wow! Let's see. Hold on. Let me see. Let's see, because the tides are turning here. So let's see right now. Oh, yeah. So the delegate count as today we stand Tuesday night. Biden is at 127. Bernie is at 93. Now, here's one of the things that is interesting about this is that if there is no clear winner, again, this is going to be contested. They're going to go to that. They're going to go to the convention, and there's not going to be a clear winner. Now, the delegates will vote, because that's what they do at the convention, is they, you know, all the states come in and they'll delegate, say who they voted for, and then everybody celebrates. Now, this won't be good for the Democratic Party if it goes contested all the way to the convention. And here's one interesting thing, that apparently there are super delegates, and a lot of them, the Democrats have this thing called super delegates that apparently they're not even voted on. So you know how when you win a state, you get those delegates, and then those delegates vote for you at the convention. That's how it works. Well, the Democrats have what is called super delegates, and those super delegates are going to, in short, decide, because they're not held to the state that voted. How is that fair?
It's a corrupt system. It's a corrupt system.
Yeah, how does a super delegate
get? So they basically put in checks. If they don't like who's going to go, they can turn around and say, nope.
Yep. Wasn't that what they did to Sanders like, in 16? They basically said, well, we don't want Sanders, so we're going to do Clinton anyways.
No, by then there was a clear winner.
Okay, so, all right.
Look at this. This is what it is. In American politics, a superdelegate is an unpledged delegate to the Democratic National Convention who is seated automatically and chooses for themselves for whom they vote. These Democrats parties, this is only exists in the Democratic Party, by the way. These Democratic Party superdelegates, who make up slightly under 15% of the convention delegates, include party leaders and elected officials. So Democratic Party amongst themselves, they choose these people, and all these people have come out and said, hey, basically, dude, let's say it's even. The superdelegates basically decides who wins in a contested.
You said it was roughly 15% of the delegates in the party are people that they choose.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
Dude, it's a terrible system.
It's their system. If they want to do it that way, I guess.
This is the party that calls themselves the majority, right? Democracy. This is not democracy. This is literal corruption in the Democratic Party. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, that's why they started yelling. So, you know, something crazy happened today also with between the Republicans and the Democrats. But one of the things was they came out and bitching at the RNC committee chair. I don't know if you saw that video, but Donna Brazile went off. Look at the tweet. I just sent you the tweet in the link in the chat. So she goes off. First of all, she tells the RNC chairperson to go to hell on national TV twice. Listen to this. But she goes and talks about, well, we're fair and we do this. You're the party that doesn't give a chance and it's all or nothing. Yeah, there's no participation trophy when you lose. Right, you know what I mean? So what play?
And it's leading towards potentially a broker convention, which will be rigged against Bernie if those superdelegates have their way on that second vote.
To that, you say what, Donna?
First of all, I want to talk to my Republicans. First of all, stay the hell out of our race. Stay the hell out of our race. I get sick and tired, Ed. And Sandra, of listening to Republicans tell me and the Democrats about our process. First of all, they don't have a process. They're canceling primaries. They have winner take all. They don't have the kind of democracy that we see on the Democratic side. And for people to use Russian talking points to sow division among Americans, that is stupid. So, Rana, go to hell. Go to hell. I'm tired of it, Ed. We're not trying to prevent anyone from becoming the nominee. If you have the delegates and win, you will win. This notion that somehow or another Democrats are out there trying to put hurdles or roadblocks before one candidate, that's stupid. I know what's going on. They are scared of Democrats coming together to defeat Donald Trump. They need to be focusing on what we're focusing on, the Democratic Party, and that is preventing foreign interference in our elections. Stop using Russian talking points, Madam Chairwoman. Period.
Well,
all right.
Stop using it.
So with all due respect, we had her on to talk about what she sees happening here in the same way that we asked you to.
But Sandra, she's not a Democrat. I'm a Democrat, but I'm also an American, and I have a responsibility to make sure that the process, I know the process, Ronna knows the process, but to infer that we're trying to prevent one candidate over another, that's not happening. And if there's any proof, Madam Chairwoman, any proof, Mr. President, that we're trying to somehow or another change this process for one candidate to get an advantage,
Let's take this to back.
All right. So this is the woman. Hold on. So this needs to be said, because back in the 2016 election, it was revealed Donna Brazile, worked to basically unseat Bernie Sanders as the leader during that time, because Donna Brazile, let me read to you this. She at that time, she was a CNN commentator. She supplied a primary debate question to Hillary Clinton in advance. Now, she was part of the debates. She sends, and this is what the leak in the emails showed. Her giving the Hillary Clinton campaign a question that she was going to ask. This bitch is talking about, oh, don't comment on the corrupt. Dude, you participated in this corruption. So you.
They forget. Remember, this is the party of rewriting history.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
She shouldn't even be allowed anywhere near the DNC for that. She should be banned from anything. You gave a question. Right. That's cheating. That's like the Astros should be. You know, that it's like the Astros having steel signs. You know what I'm saying? Wow. Like, come on, guys.
So they're banging trash cans.
But listen to this. If the roles were reversed, if the RNC committee chairwoman came out and told Donna to go to hell, oh my God, you're a racist. You all Republicans hate. But you know what I mean? Everything would have been thrown, and she would have probably been relieved of her duty as the chairwoman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
There's definitely two sides to that. And
the left has lost their mind. They're scrambling. This is why they're so angry, and they get triggered because they know it's right. Because the problem is nobody ever spoke the truth in politics. But for the first time, there's a lot of lies and a lot of bullshit, but you're seeing a lot of truth. When Donald Trump comes out and goes, they're screwing Bernie again. They are. When all of a sudden every delegate is starting to drop out and endorse Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Elizabeth Warren's only staying in because she knows if she drops out, her people are going to endorse Bernie. So she's trying they're all, because they know Bernie's bad for the party.
So we know that to be a fact, that the Warren supporters would go Bernie.
Everything I've read
she
on
drops out.
Everybody that there was a whole hashtag movement yesterday.
Yeah. Because she's
Warren supports Sanders.
Yeah.
Oh, she's gonna what she when she throws it behind what Biden? What's the word? I'm looking for the word. When they drop out and they give their support for the other one, they call
endorsement.
Endorsement. Yeah. Thank you. So basically, when she drops out, because she's obviously in like third, fourth place, whatever you want to look at here. When she drops out, she's going to endorse Sanders. You think
that's what they think? But they're trying. Why she's staying in. That's what I read. That's all the stuff I was reading, because like I said, there was a big hashtag yesterday.
I don't know if she would endorse Sanders, but I think she's pulling in some of the socialist vote that Sanders.
Oh yeah, she's a panderer, man. Right. She's student loans, forget about it.
So her people will go vote for Bernie over Biden.
Yeah.
Now there was another video that came out from another one of the
Oh, I sent you guys that this morning, right?
All right.
I didn't get that. No.
I didn't see.
Oh, I said that to my boss.
So this was his video, man. Mini Mike. Now, something that should be revealing about what he does here, and I don't know. See if you guys catch this, but this is a billionaire, dude. And he's. I don't know what this. This is one of his little rallies or whatever he's eating, and you tell me what you think of this. He's grabbing food for the listener. He's grabbing food from one box that's obviously, you know, he cuts off a pizza or a slice of something. He's licking every single finger, and then he puts his hand back on the.
No, that restarted.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling. It did restart.
He did restart. But look at his finger.
But look at where he puts his finger. Look at where he puts his finger. Back. Yeah, he puts it right here.
No. He puts it on the coffee. That's the coffee pot, man.
Still, that's how you spread Corona.
Yeah, he put it on the lid of the coffee.
So the worst thing about that is he's probably one of those fuckers. No. He's one of those fuckers that eats half a donut. No. He's the one that eats half a fucking donut and leaves the other half in the package thinking it's okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
If you want a donut, eat the donut. Yeah. Don't I heard somebody take say, half of it.
I heard somebody say that this, he clearly has never shared in his life, like his plate. He clearly gets his plate handed to him and he eats from it like however he wants. But this is obviously a place where people put food. So you share it. This is a billionaire.
I don't know, man.
No, but the fact that somebody recorded is amazing.
Right. No,
they probably lost their job. They were like, this guy's done.
It's his own page. It says Michael Bloomberg. Verified. This is how oblivious he is.
I call fake news on that. I call fake news.
It says Michael Bloomberg. Verified.
Well, no, it is Michael Bloomberg, but the fact you guys are saying that he keeps sticking his hand back in the box, he did.
I thought the video went on longer, and he actually did it. I'm sorry.
Either way, that's disgusting. If there's another video that does show that, I will retract my statement. But from the video I just saw, he took half a donut, like an asshole, and when he was done eating half the donut, he licked his fingers, and then he touched the coffee box, which, whatever.
Each and every finger...
Yes, he licked each and every finger. But that doesn't mean he stuck it back in and fingered the rest of the donuts with
thoroughly
it.
Licked. I mean, thoroughly, he sucked
yes. On the, I'm with on, you man. On that. But
on. He gave his fingers head,
doesn't
man.
Matter.
Yeah.
So if he'd eaten half the donut and walked a mile. Hold on. If he had licked all of his fingers, if he'd eaten the donut.
He did. Hold on. Look at the beginning of the video.
Send it to me.
The beginning. Same one. Look at the beginning of the video shows
guys.
The beginning of the video shows him licking his finger, then putting it into the box to grab the slice.
It pizza? Doesn't look like
whatever it is.
Oh, he licks his
finger.
Yeah,
and then he puts it and grabs and takes the one that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
See, there you go. He double dipped, man.
What do we care? Everybody on the Bloomberg election campaign is going to get SARS.
So he licked his finger, grabbed whatever it was in the box.
Yes, he did.
Took his other hand that was clean,
pulls
off whatever he was eating, eats that, licks, gives his finger, finger licking good.
Let me do
and
the
then touches
play.
The coffee thing. So he.
Let me do the play by play. He's got his mouth full. His hand is his hand with all his fingers is in his mouth. He goes back in to rip off more pieces and he eats it. And then he gags on each finger individually. He gags on each one. And then he goes back at it, dude. Come on. This is disgusting. What is wrong with him?
He's Michael, like you said, he's Michael Bloomberg. Would never share anything in his life.
You know, people do some dumb shit, and he might not even thought he was being recorded. You know what I mean?
You know,
but
that is a pizza box, by the way. I'm not.
It looks like one of those like crazy bread.
That's a pizza box. No.
Like
you can see the white
bread.
On the bottom with the red lettering. That's a pizza box.
No,
I know 100%. That's a pizza box.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyways,
Mike Bloomberg. That's actually on one of my bookmarks to send you. I can't stop laughing, dude. These guys, they give themselves, and Mike Bloomberg again, last night. So I'm going to send you another one because we're on the topic of Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah. All right.
Mike Bloomberg had a little town hall on Fox News last night. This was beautiful. He's talking about gun control and what he's going to do as president.
Great.
And
what does he think?
He was in Virginia, by the way, in front of a Republican crowd, or maybe more of a Republican crowd, right? So click on that link and listen to what the question he was asked. This guy totally just made him look stupid.
You justify pushing for more gun control when you have an armed security detail that is likely equipped with the same firearms and magazines that you seek to ban the common citizen from owning. Does your life matter more than mine or my family's or these people's?
All right.
Yes.
Listen to his answer.
Look, I probably get 40 or 50 threats every week.
Wow.
Okay. And some of them are real. That just happens when you're the mayor of New York City or you're very wealthy. And if you're campaigning for president of the United States, you get lots of threats. So I have a security detail. I pay for it all myself. And, you know, they're all retired police officers who are very well trained in firearms. Let me talk about firearms for a second. The Second Amendment gives you the right to bear arms. Nobody suggests that we're going to change the Constitution. Even if you wanted to, I don't think you'd get it done. So nobody's going to take away your right to bear arms. The Supreme Court said you can have reasonable restrictions. And the only restrictions which I'm in favor of is to prevent us from selling guns to people with psychiatric problems, criminals, or people that are minors, okay? And the federal law right now, if you go into a gun store, that law applies to all gun stores across America. You cannot buy a gun in a gun store where they won't do a background check. And all they do is look for those three categories: minor, if you're a minor, if you have psychiatric problems, or if you have a criminal record. The law does not apply to guns sold over the internet or in gun shows. Why? Because those two things came after the law that applies to gun stores was passed. Okay? And what I've tried to do is to just get every state, because the federal government doesn't seem to want to do it, to just check before they sell anybody a gun to make sure they're not in one of those categories where people really, I think most people would agree, should not have guns. And when you poll NRA members, that 85-90% of them think that background checks, you say, no, I'm just telling you that we've done the study a number of times, don't 80% I think you should have those restrictions.
You just
so one for me, one glaring thing about his response is, again, it's the response that every elitist has and every person in privilege has. And again, the Constitution is clear that this applies to all people, common people. And his definition of why he has to have a gun is because he's wealthier and because he can afford it. And that's really what he said. He said, hey, look, I get death threats and I can afford it. I pay for these people. They're ex-military. But so you're saying that now I, as a citizen, have to get cops to defend me? Like, if I get threats? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's no sense in what he says. And to me, it sounds very elitist. It sounds very, you know, the common person listens to this. And just that first part of this, the first half of this, I stopped listening to him and I say, this guy, you know, would clearly take away somebody else's right because he says, well, my life is more important because I make more money than you. And therefore I need to live longer than you because, you know what I mean? Like, no, if I can afford to defend myself, I should be able to defend myself. Period. End of issue.
Really? Yeah. So I kind of to that point is if you have somebody who lives in a bad neighborhood, and maybe, you know, they have a, you know, they have something in their house, like a brand new TV or whatever. They save up and they buy a brand new TV and they walk up the stairs with their TV and everybody in the building sees this. Who is most likely, you know, going to be broken into and stolen? Someone like a Bloomberg or the guy who's living in, you know, maybe a not so good neighborhood whose all the neighbors just saw him carry in a brand new TV into his house.
Right.
You know, who really is more likely to get robbed?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, man. See, you know, one of the things I think about Trump, when Trump speaks, he could say the most obnoxious thing to somebody, but the way he delivers it, he says it like he doesn't stutter and doesn't have to think about it. Right. It doesn't matter. Like, the reason why it's even hard to believe anything Bloomberg says, he gets caught in his words. Biden, they get caught in their words. Bernie, they get caught in their words. Yep. When people, if you noticed, since day one, when Trump is being ridiculed by the media and everything, he looks, he's like, you're wrong. That's a bad question. This is what we're doing. I never said that. He doesn't really stutter and he doesn't get flustered by these questions.
Yeah, he's been getting those questions for
50 years.
But he has an answer. He might, right, it might always, right? Sure. You know, be like, oh, the beautiful people and the beautiful bombs. But, you know, he says it in words that, but he says it, but he uses words that most common people can understand. You know, if you start using big words, you lose people. Then they say you're elitist. So you speak the common terms. But Bloomberg, yeah, because, I can't believe you know why, a damn Tim? Thing
because,
he's in.
Because we hold these truths that all men and women and, you know.
Oh, you know,
and the stuff.
And the thing, you know, come like on. The bada bing, bada boom.
Because you know.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. But this is me. But like you say, the left is losing their mind. They're all trying to come together. The reason why they're losing their mind is they have one mission. Their one mission.
Orange man bad.
Exactly. When you listen to all of them, we have to get Donald Trump out.
Bernie just won Colorado. So shit, man. Looks like, dude, look, he's going to win Texas and he wins California. He's in the lead, man. There is no clear winner. There is no clear winner.
But you still
winner.
Need 1,100. You need what? 1,189 or something like that to be the concise winner?
I'm telling you, man.
Well, apparently with the super delegates, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, if this goes this way, if he wins California and Texas, that's a tie, man. That's a tie. And there's no clear winner, which means
that's what they wanted.
No, I tell you, the establishment does not want this. They do not want Bernie Sanders. Hillary Clinton hates Bernie Sanders. Obama hates Bernie Sanders. He would have come out and supported him. He doesn't like his own fucking vice president. This is sad, dude.
One likes his vice president.
I wonder how many calls. Yeah, go ahead.
This is the best thing that could have happened for a Republican because this is disarray. They're not united. The one guy that, you know, maybe could have had a shot, he was too, you know, exactly like Obama. People are like, oh, you're full of shit. The establishment has got you. You went from mayor to president, and the same way Obama went from senator to president, nobody knew who this guy was. Stop. You're done. You know, we have more social media, more things that we can call you out on, and people are going to believe it. So you're done. I love it. I love it. I want to see this happen because you know what? They got to learn. They got to take a page out of the Republicans' book, man. You pick one, you stick behind them, whether you like them or not, but you better choose right. And you know what? They got the strongest candidate. No Republican outside of Trump right now could compete with what they're going up against.
No.
They would lose. They would lose immediately. And they got to find candidates like Trump, strong candidates every time that speak your mind, homie.
All right, enough of this 2020 election. 2024, who's going to run? who's gonna take over for Trump?
Honestly, man. I think Junior. I think Junior.
I would love to see his daughter run, man.
Young. He's too young to run. He won't run. No, he won't.
How old is he?
Or Eric?
No more than 50.
How old can he run? Kennedy was in his 40s. How old was JFK when he got?
Obama was in like 42.
I don't think he will run.
I
don't know. Junior's very vocal on social media, and he's very in the.
I think he'll hold out.
I don't know. The Republicans are good. They need to be looking at 2024 because 2020, I think, is in the bag. You know what I mean? I don't want to get cocky about it, but the Republicans don't need to do a lot for Donald Trump. He could do it for himself. Yeah, they need to figure out who they're going to groom for 2024.
Yeah. So JFK, youngest to become president, 43 years old. Yeah. When he was inaugurated.
You know something interesting about this race? That regardless of who wins, either Biden or Bernie, regardless of Trump is still the youngest one in the 2020 election.
Yeah. Yeah. 74. Wow. He'll be 74. Wow. He'll be 74 or 75.
So Donald Trump Jr. is 42. So 4 years from now, he'll be 48, 46.
Yeah. And he's 8 years under his dad. He's in the media saying the right things, and he's not getting in trouble. People are saying it could be either him, Eric, or Ivanka.
I don't know, though. I don't know if it'll be a dynasty, man. I think, if Trump leaves in a high note, okay? If he leaves in a high note, the economy's roaring, everything's going great, he might run. But I don't know. I don't know.
Junior might run.
Yeah, we got 4 years, but they gotta think about it. You know what I mean? They gotta really start thinking about 2024 because
what ends up happening is, what will happen is, they'll have a keynote speaker this year, who will be the one that's groomed, right? At the Republican National Convention, the guy, the person who speaks before the president family, that person, because they have a keynote speaker, Obama was the one in 94?
94?
Was it 94? 2004. I'm sorry, 2004, sorry. In 2004, I think he gave a speech that kind of put him on the spotlight.
Yeah, I think something like that.
So I think what will happen is that you're going to see whoever the Republican Party feels has a chance, that's who they're going to have speak. Now, I mean, that's not to say that Marco Rubio is not going to try again, that Ted Cruz is not going to try again, maybe even Mitt Romney, that guy.
I don't think he's going to get elected, but I don't think he's going to. Nobody's taking it serious.
I'm not really a big fan of the, what you call it, the dynasty, right? The Bushes, just like,
neither am I.
But I do like the idea of someone outside of the politics, right? The businessman. Yeah. I like businessman or businesswoman for them. Like I said, I would love to see Ivanka run because I think she could check a couple of boxes that people are looking for, right?
We need a female president.
Okay. Well, as long as she's not a freaking idiot. Great, let's have a female president. But, you know, the whole Candace dynasty Owens, thing. Ben so Shapiro. I'm thinking, Candace, they're both way too young. They are way too young. They're in their early 30s, right? 20s, 30s.
Yeah, Candace Owens would be able to, I think, get to Congress by the time 2024 comes around. But
you know, so basically, what would you guys think of maybe Elon Musk?
I don't know. He's a...
Bezos?
Bezos...
I'm thinking businessman.
I don't think Elon Musk was
he's South African.
He's
South African. But I mean, I'm thinking along those lines, right? Business people, successful business people.
So Trump is a different cat, man.
Yeah.
So Trump understands limelight.
Yes.
He can handle the spotlight, being the focal point, talking. You know what I mean? People say he's crazy, but he passed every test. But he could go to any country. I don't think 100,000 people are going to show up for Elon Musk.
Hey guys,
I really don't.
Well, right. But
the latest results, guys, the latest results.
Ooh.
You see, Biden's molesting a couple of states.
Creepy Joe Biden molesting.
Oh my God.
So there's a map of who's winning the latest Super Tuesday states. And you got Biden molesting the states that he's won.
Oh my God.
Is that Sanders up in Vermont? That's gotta be Sanders.
That is great.
Oh man, that's great.
It's beautiful. All right.
So, you know, it's funny. We you mentioned Denver and Bernie won Denver, right?
Colorado.
I'm sorry, Colorado. I'm reading something here. Real quick, because one of the other things I wanted to touch upon real quick, and then going back to coronavirus and how the left has lost their mind. Susan Daniels, right? And she's like a ABC, she's a person, right? I don't know exactly. She's a Denver councilwoman who quotes solidarity, right?
Yep.
Susan, says hashtag solidarity yes to this tweet by Susan Daniel. For the record, if I do get the coronavirus, I'm attending every MAGA rally I can.
Who cares?
No. A councilwoman is saying you should do that and we should be solid. You know, if when we get it, we should go to basically to get rid of Trump.
Yeah.
Like who does that? You're an elected official basically saying, telling your people and condoning, that's a good idea. Go do that. You don't tweet that. Sorry. You're out of your mind.
I blame this on the states that allow open primaries, right? If you don't want that, don't allow it. Only allow people who belong to the party to vote for their own candidates. But some states, they and I think it's mostly liberal states that do this. They allow open primaries. So, hey, man, this is a war. And hey, if Republicans go out there in California, vote for Bernie, have the Democratic Party fight amongst themselves. I will give
how
that recommendation.
How many states do that? How many have the open? So what you're saying you say open, what do you call it? Open
primaries.
Primaries. Basically, it's not just restricted to Democrats voting in the Democratic primary and Republicans exactly. voting in the Republican. You can go either way.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Okay.
So Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Indiana, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, actually Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, South Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma. Only Democratic primary is open to independent voters. Okay. South Carolina, South
Dakota. Only the Democrats.
Yeah. So they're open to independent. So let me show you this right here. States with
okay. So what was that like? You rabbled off like what, 20, 25 states?
Yeah, I'm going to say there's like maybe 20? At least 20, 30.
So 40%?
Texas. So yeah, if you're in Texas, go out there and vote for Bernie. If you're in Utah, go out.
Holy cow. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, those aren't typically liberal states, right? Yeah, Texas right. and
yeah,
Utah?
No, you're right.
Huh. See, we're learning something new. Learning
we are. New. God forbid. Yeah. Listen to this podcast, you might learn something. God forbid that. What are we thinking?
All right. What else? Is there anything else we got? Besides, they're all
crazy.
This
is an interesting picture.
California, New York, California, New York.
New York. Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Yeah.
They're the leaders of the Democratic Party, and it's just New York and California, man.
Who's the one in red? Who is that? New York red.
No idea.
And the guy behind Shift. Who are those two?
I don't think anybody knows who that is.
No idea. No, I don't even care. Who cares?
Okay.
Loser.
I just wonder.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to leave it there. Hopefully, the Democratic Party ends in a question mark tonight, because that only means that the infighting will continue, and that is good for Trump. So
the truth will come out.
We'll see. I guess by the time you listen to this episode, we will know who won the Super Tuesday delegate count. California is still voting. What time is it there? 7? 8?
It's 8 o'clock.
It's 7 o'clock
in California.
Oh, it's 7 o'clock in California right now?
Yeah.
The polls typically close at 7, right? But they have to count, right? So they're done voting, quote unquote. Yeah. But so I've done this before. When I voted years ago, I showed up. It was like after work, after dinner. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go vote. So I got in line at like 6:59, and somebody came out of the voting building, got in line behind me, and was telling everybody else that showed up, sorry, we're closed. And they were kicking people out of the line.
Wow.
Like, you can't get in line. You can't get in line because the poll, quote unquote, closed at 7. And so I was probably there for another at least half hour just waiting in line to vote. So if the same thing's going on in California, right? The polls, quote unquote, close at 7, which is right now for us, at least.
I'm curious to see voter turnout. If a lot of people went out and voted, because
for the primaries, will
tell you how motivated that side is. If they didn't show up, that's good for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. I mean, I just got something on my phone. CNBC, Joe Biden fundraisers see millions of dollars in new commitments with Super Tuesday surge. So there's a lot of money starting to look into.
Yeah. See, that's the kicker, though, right? We were talking about this before we started the podcast. Basically, there's a lot of predictions that Biden was going to win the early voting stages, like the East Coast, right? The ones that closed early and tally. And then the news starts reporting on those because they close basically 4 hours before, or 3 or 4 hours before everybody on the West Coast does. And so there was a lot of thought that Joe Biden would surge because he spent a lot of time, I guess, on the East Coast getting votes. Whereas on the West Coast, they're expecting a lot more Bernie people. So the problem is the polls are now closed in California, but it's going to take them another let's just say another hour and a half to finish voting. Tallying them, and then so you're not going to find out about California until midnight Eastern time.
Yeah,
and so by that time everyone's in bed and it doesn't care, so that surge doesn't really matter because you haven't gotten everybody involved yet.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, right? I mean, the one thing I think we all are going to agree to is that this is getting contested. They are going to ate each other up.
Oh, Maine yep. is looking at like it's going for Bernie. Minnesota is still too, it's close, man. So the states that are closest, he's taking a nice lead in Texas. Colorado's definitely burning. Vermont is definitely burning. Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia.
Who's coming in third? Who's coming in third on these?
Oh, no, nobody.
Yeah, man. So right now, so from what I'm reading from 3 minutes ago, Biden's at 280 delegates. Sanders at 167. Buttigieg, how can these guys that dropped out still get?
Oh, because delegates? He won the Iowa caucus. Remember? So he won all those delegates. Yeah.
He dropped out after he got
them. Yeah. Wow, that 26. Oh, wow.
What do they do?
That's a scumbag thing because he got 26 votes. And you know that's Bernie's going to be like 26 shy.
Yeah. What, exactly. What do they do with those votes for the people, the quote unquote delegates that dropped out? Do they
vote for?
Do they go with the next?
No, they end up voting for. I think they give their votes to whoever the state won. Yeah, that's what that's how it works.
Even if they're out of the race, they still get the delegates.
Yeah. Hey, look, okay. Tulsi, your girl's on the map, man. She's got one. Shit.
What? I know. Hawaii, woo-hoo. Probably.
She might make it to the next debate then. I wonder how she's doing in these, because if she is able to pull enough money and get enough votes, she might be able to be in the next debate.
Well, yeah, she'll be in the debate. She could be in the debate, but she's not going to win. I mean, she's won and Biden's already showing, 123? I can't read that.
Yeah, but she could be a little Ross Perot, man. Fucking throw a little grenade in your party.
There you go. I like it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close this out. Thank you all for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Bye-bye.